This is episode 3 of Take What You Need podcast. If you're new, welcome. If you're returning, thank you. Go ahead and subscribe. If you haven't, leave a comment when you feel like leaving a comment. When an episode really resonates with you, go ahead and drop a comment. But until then, you guys, I do apologize for not having an episode last week. I am still trying to adjust this time change. And do I have an excuse? I've been busy, like legit busy. And I don't want to like rush out an episode just to rush out an episode. But at the same time, I should be planning consistently. So this is just something about me that I just need to get together. But will I never do that again? I can't make any promises right now. It's just too early in the stage to be making promises like that. But I am going to do my best. Hashtag I am trying. But how have your week been? How have you guys been adjusting to this time change? I am not a morning person. I'll never be a morning person. And because of this time change, I've been extra tired lately, like really tired. Some days I get my 8 hours, 7 or maybe 9 hours on the weekends, and I still wake up a little bit exhausted. But I think what I need to do, I know I need to put some type of workout into my routine. Because that's what's missing from my routine, sadly, is working out. My boyfriend has been telling me, work out. I'm going to make time for it because my birthday is coming up. I just want to be on a beach snatched. Well, I'm not going to say snatched because it's not going to give you snatch. It's going to give you whatever I'm giving it. But I just wanted less of a stomach. Not much of a fun fact, but a fact about me. All my weight just goes to my stomach. Like, there's girls out there, it goes to their butt, goes to their thighs, goes to their hips. For me, it just stays at the stomach. I don't know. God, can we talk about it? But on today's episode, child, we're gonna talk about people online giving advice, because after this most recent debacle online, I'm not gonna mention his name or his significant other / wife name. I'm not gonna do that because this is podcast is not made to be messy. We're gonna talk about considering the source of where you get your information, especially when it comes to people giving you advice, because this whole entire situation only proves that we can't always take advice from people online. And we always have to vet people when it comes to information, especially when it's information that you've been trying to apply to your life or some type of philosophy that you live by. Because let's be honest, the internet is a great tool. It's amazing. It's huge. You can get job opportunities from the internet. You can become better with your finances. You can find a home. There's so much good information out there. But also there's information that people put out there, not for your benefit to help you, but for their benefit, because they profit off of stuff like that. So we're going to get into that because, y'all, there are some social media gurus or professionals out there that I love. Like, one of my favorites is the Budgetista. But the Budgetista is amazing because she gives out so many information about how to become better with your finances. And then there's some people out there who love to give relationship advice that they can't even apply to their real life. And I call that's very hypocritical of people to do that. But let's get into it. So first and foremost, I always say that be mindful of who or what you're listening to, because sometimes they're so quick to take advice because it sounds so new and it makes sense. Sometimes when you listen to advice from somebody, it makes sense at first because you never thought about it before. And then instead of listening to the advice, thinking to see, does this apply to my life? Some people are just so quick to apply to them, to their lives. And that's not how it should always be, because once you get a source of information, you should always question it. I question everything. My friend says that. My friends say that I question way too many things, but I have to, you know, I can't just be like, okay, sure. Well, sounds legit to me, you know, like, no. In the internet, it's easy for anything to sound legit. you know? But you have to vet it out and you have to be very mindful of it, you know? Especially, I do see a lot of people who give like skincare advice, and I used to give skincare advice, but I used to do very like, not in detail, because I would always tell people, this is what works for me. And I had to pull back from that because I had people asking me about, hey, this is my type of skin, but I do it. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not, you know, licensed in this field. I only know much about my skin, so I can't, you know, just give you all this advice and tell you what products to use. Because baby girl, if something happens to your skin and you use a product that does not work for you and you have a terrible reaction, I don't want you to come for my head, okay? And I don't want you to label me a fraud, because, child, I was just trying to help, you know? Number two, we live in an era of information overload. Like, there are so many people saying this, saying that, and a lot of it contradicts with each other. We have to be very mindful, because when you think about it, how many social media platforms do you have? For me, I have a Facebook that I barely use. I have an Instagram. I have a Twitter. I have a club. I have a lot. It's a lot. And sometimes for someone who's like, okay, I want to start a business. I want to get all the information I can on the business. Now, it's not going to help you as much as getting information about a business from everywhere, because not everybody's qualified to give you business advice. You know, like, you have to be very specific about that, because you can't, sometimes getting advice about how to run a, let's say you want to start some type of skincare company, may not be the best at starting a, you know, a little boutique online and stuff like that. So you don't want to get in every information from everybody who has a business sometimes. Now, I put an asterisk there, and, you know, there's a lot of disclaimer on this episode. Again, that's why I call this episode, that's why I call this this podcast, Take What You Need. A clever play on names, I'll say that to myself. But you just want to be a little bit careful on who you take advice from, because there's people out there who are giving terrible business advice. I remember when the pandemic first started and people were saying, this is the best time to start a business. This is the best time to do this. You're at home doing nothing. You know, use your stimulus check to do this. No. First and foremost, I do not like people telling people what to do with their money, because A, you don't know their situation. You don't know what bills they have. You don't know what they need to take care of. Just because somebody gets $600, $1,200, $1,400 from the government doesn't mean they need to automatically start a business. And on top of that, it's a pandemic. People are trying to survive. This extra money might be some type of cushion for them. Maybe they need to put this money in their savings, you know? And that's why I say be careful, because we're telling people to start a business. Starting a business is not the easiest thing. And I know it sounds so easy online to just start a business, because you see everyone else, you know, putting their revenues online, putting their success stories. But we don't know all that entails about starting that business. You know, it looks easy. And also, sometimes we put this expectation that the business will do well as soon as it launches, which is not the truth. You know, it takes time for something to be successful. And we do rush success online a lot because we see somebody else, but we have no idea how many hours they put in, what help they're getting, where they got the information from, and heck, do they have a family member who knows something about this? So we just want to be a little bit more careful when it comes to information overload, and be very selective onto who we get information from, because not everybody, you know, has the right information. Not everybody has the information that applies to you, you know? Not every advice is not always going to be a one size fits all, because you have to always look at yourself to see, does this fit my lifestyle? Does this fit what I believe in? Is this something that I can even apply towards my business? We have to ask more questions when it comes to these things. We can't just be all willy-nilly quick to say, that makes sense, I'm going to live by that. And for me, I have become a lot more sensitive into the information that I receive online, because the information overload sometimes overwhelms me a lot. For example, for me, I don't listen to a lot of pastors online, because when it comes to my belief, not every pastor has the same practice, or not every pastor gets the revelation from God, and not every pastor's in it for the people. So I had to be a little bit more sensitive into who I listen to for spiritual information, because I haven't been to my church in like a year now, but I still watch them online. And I do realize that some things that my pastor say doesn't agree to what another pastor online that I used to watch say. So I'm careful not to do that, because I don't want to get conflicting messages. Overall, I do pray about certain things, and I go to God about it, and I say, and I just have a conversation with God. I either do a prayer or write in my journal. But what I always do when it comes to verifying what a pastor says is I just use the Bible. I had to verify it, you know? Like, there are certain pastors who would give a breakdown of the entire, you know, book in the Bible, or some type of verse in the background of the story. And there are some pastors who will take one verse, create a whole entire sermon, and then when you read that verse, and whatever version you read or you listen to another sermon that had the same verse, it's a complete different message. And I don't want to be a little bit too confusing, because sometimes I feel like this is a separate episode within itself when it comes to biblical teaching and stuff like that. But to me, I can never sit there and watch sermons after sermons after sermons after sermons, because I have to take in that information. That's when I apply that information, you know? And what I love about the Bible is that you can always test what someone is saying from a teaching point of view, because the Bible speaks for itself. And the Bible speaks for itself, and then God is the person who gives you the revelation from the Bible as well. Now, relationship advice. This is one of my most interesting topics. I always tell people that I don't listen to relationship advice online, because I just feel, well, not all of it, some, like very little. I can probably like two, and I'm even reluctant to listen to advice from married couples, because let's be honest, if I don't know you personally, I don't know how your marriage really is. I don't know how many truths you're telling. And also, if you're a person who cheated on your significant other, I rarely want any advice from you, to be honest. Now, I wouldn't mind learning from your failures, but I'm not going to make you the blueprint of how a relationship should be. Now, last week, this interesting character online, which will go unnamed and unknown. Now, he created an entire platform on talking about how men are not good. How queens, you deserve more because you are more this, that, and the third. Meanwhile, you have your wife, mother of your child, at the house, probably wondering where you are, probably fed up with the treatment that you're giving her. And meanwhile, you are basically preaching things that you do not live. Now, what I look like getting advice from someone who does not practice what they preach? Well, that is called a hypocrite, okay? Like, why? Now, think about it. Why would you even want to get a relationship advice from someone that you don't even know? For a lot of people like myself, like, I didn't even know this man had kids, let alone married. I knew nothing about this man. And a long time ago, I think when he first came out, when I saw one of his videos, I was like, I'm good. Something about it just seemed off to me. And I think it's the fact that all his videos, he was in a car recording. And there's nothing wrong with being in a car recording. But it was like, I know nothing about you to take all this information. And also, he preyed on a certain group of women. And to me, it seems as if he preached to women who have been in terrible relationships with either men who cheat, men who are not faithful, men who can't even commit, men who don't even know what they want. And by the grace of God, I am not in a relationship like that. So why would I get a relationship from a man like that? But for him, it's just what I also didn't like about that is how he had the nerve to do a reaction video of his own reaction video. And then to try to talk in the third person, and then try to sell a novel. I don't know the name of the novel. I'm not going to mention it on here. It's getting no free promo for me. But it's just, to me, it's very hypocritical, and it made me want to have this conversation with you guys. And I wonder, do you guys take a lot of advice from people online? I know there's a lot of online therapists, and even with that, I'm very selective to what online therapists I listen to, because there's certain therapists who are, you know, for childhood trauma, for marriages, so many different categories and stuff like that. I believe what we need to do as we engage online more and more, and how information is so easily shared, either through a repost or a retweet or whatever, is that we have to start questioning the source of this information. We have to start questioning to see how valid this is. People make a lot of bold statements online and give no proof, no validation. We glorify these gurus and these relationships online that we know nothing about. Now, I am not too much invested into celebrity relationships, but the only one that I kind of sort of care about as much is Russell Wilson and Ciara Wilson. Like, I don't know. I don't know why I'm a sucker for them too. I just like them. I just feel as if he's like a, from outside looking in, because that's all I can see. I do not know these people personally. They're my cousins. They ain't nothing to me but people that I see online and on TV. I'm not saying that they have it all together, but they seem very happy within themselves. And their co-parenting relationship, well, Ciara, well, not, they're not really co-parenting, because that's Ciara and Future co-parenting. But their relationship, their blended family, in a sense, is just something very beautiful to me. Now, if they break up, I will be shocked and I'll be sad. I'm not going to mourn over it too much. I'm just going to pray for them, because I know how madly in love they were. But to me, like, the whole glorification of people's relationships, people who give advice relationships, and this other man who online literally just bashes black women about why they're single, and at the same time, he's single as well. Apparently twice divorced. And it's, to me, I don't understand. Like, people literally nowadays make platforms and become successful on their platforms based on your insecurities, based on what's going on in your life. They put it on their platform for everyone to, you know, kind of poke at your situation. And I'm talking about this KS situation. I'm just giving you guys his initials, because I don't really care for that man. I just find what he does really disgusting. And my thing is, it's sad how valid people assume he is. Because honestly, if you follow him, that's mean you support his stuff. And that's mean that you're giving him some type of approval, from what I'm seeing. Because why are you following a man like that who just basically bashes women? You know, it's very distasteful. And honestly, why would I even get advice from a whatever year old man who is divorced twice? Like, what makes you the guru of anything? And I really want to understand the psychology and why women actually get on and talk to this man. The way he talks to them is disgusting. Like, if a man talked to me like that, I'm sorry, I would have to find out where you live and just probably choke you. You know, let me gather my thoughts, because I don't want to choose violence, but I got to do what I got to do. But it's always, I just want you guys to be a very mindful of where you get your information from. Like, because also, when it comes to me, I mentioned it before. For example, when it comes to advice, there are people who will give you advice about relationship, but you will not do what they do in the relationship. Example, cheating. There are people who will give you advice about, oh, I took him back because of this and I love him, blah, blah, blah. I'm the type of girl, if you cheat on me, I'm sorry, I can't trust you. If you ever cheat on me, I'm gonna be the type of girlfriend, you're not even gonna wanna be with me, because it could be the smallest thing. You could, like, not answer on a third ring, and I'd be thinking, like, oh my gosh, you're cheating on me. And then when we have a conversation, I'm accusing you of stuff, because it's gonna take time for me to let that hurt go. And I may never let it go, so you don't wanna be with me. So why would I? So if you're a woman or a man or whatever who doesn't tolerate cheating, why would you take advice from somebody who is a cheater, a consistent cheater? You know, like, we have to really understand that all relationship advice are not the same. And when I say relationship, I mean friendships, the romantic relationships, the relationships we have with family, as in a mother or a father or brothers and sisters. It's all different because we're all different people. Relationship dynamics are all different. Now, there are the foundations that make the relationship between you and another person work because you probably have the same values, you like the same things, you see life the same way, or you have opposing views of life, but you guys learn from each other in that sense. You guys, in the good word of Jackie Aina, consider the source. Always consider the source. That is the take what you need whole entire podcast segment for today, is this: always consider the source. Remember when we were younger and we had a right, or not even younger, maybe currently for some, in school, you had to write a paper, and with the paper, you always had to cite the source. Now, Wikipedia was not a source that was credible, because you can always go in Wikipedia and make changes and updates. You had to source credible and reliable things. I believe that is something that we can still apply to our lives in terms of how we cite things. When it comes to giving advice, always question who the person is. Do you know much background about them? And if you don't, and they're a personal, private person, okay. How does what they say, their quote-unquote truth, hold up to your life? Is this something that you can apply to your life? Is this something you could have a conversation with somebody about? Is it? Because the thing is, we all have different backgrounds of life, so we all view life differently. And again, I'll say this 100 times, not every advice will apply to everyone. Now, this is why Take What You Need, my podcast, of course, that you're listening to, is not a podcast solely for advice, because I do not believe advice is a one size fits all. It varies. Maybe something you heard today, you can apply to life. Maybe something makes sense to you. Maybe something you don't agree with at all. But simply, as a name say, take what you need is you just simply take what you need. And I hope that these conversations that I have with you guys promote a conversation to have with a friend or a family or someone in real life. Because there are a lot of conversations that we are not, you know, ready to have with people or never thought about having. But once you have that conversation, once you engage in it, it's like, wow, I learned something new about you, you know? It's very interesting how sometimes we're quick to take advice from strangers and not to take advice from people who are as close to us, who kind of know us a little bit more. And I get it. Sometimes it's judgment. But because online is such a big space with people with 100 different opinions that change daily, make sure that you just are very careful into the advice that you take. But anyways, that is my segment for the day. Personally, with me, I like to learn from people's failures. That's the best. But moving on to the Black business segment. So today's Black business is I want to promote Glass Studio. Now, I am in my late 20s. I no longer drink out of plastic cups. I feel as if plastic cups are very childish. I only drink out of glassware. Well, actually, I lied. The plastic that I only drink from is my big water bottle, because I drink a certain amount of water per day, like about 2 or 3 of them. But I'm telling you guys, Glass Studio makes they don't make the glasses. She gets these beautiful glasses that can go on your bar cart and your cupboard. I'm not going to say dishwasher, because I don't believe glass belongs in a dishwasher. But she makes these beautiful, she resells these beautiful glasses. And some of them are from, like, sourced from, I believe, like, Japan. Some of them are sourced from different countries. And they're just beautiful. If you're somebody who has a bar cart or has a bar area, you will want to check this out. I'm going to put all the information in the show notes below. I think when you become a certain age, it's time to put away the childish glassware and get some real nice adult glassware. Just saying. So check out Glass Studio. Again, all the information is going to be in the show notes about this. A company, it is Black owned by a Black woman. And also, if you guys have any suggestions for products for me to use that are Black owned, let me know. Send me a DM on Instagram. And my Instagram name is Fan of Life. That's FANNELIFE. Oh, I butchered that. Fan. I completely butchered that. Okay, so it's Fan of Life. That's my F, then my name, ANNEOFLIFE. Send me a DM. Let me know what products you recommend for me to use and stuff like that. I have a shopping problem, but you know what? I do love to stimulate the economy, especially the Black economy at that. So guys, let me know. Again, if you guys want to continue this conversation, feel free to DM me. Feel free to subscribe if you want to listen. A 5-star review would be amazing. Highly appreciated. And you guys, I'm finally on Spotify. I'm so happy about that. So if you prefer Spotify over Apple, you can always listen to me on there. This episode might be a little bit, well, this episode will be a late upload, but if you guys, thank you for supporting me. Thank you for being there for me. Some days I feel as if I don't know what I'm doing with this podcast in terms of direction, but I love to conversate. So expect a lot more episodes from me, more on a consistent basis. Thank you, Manoush, for giving me so much advice about what to do with this podcast and how to promote it and stuff like that. I'm still learning how to promote myself. I gotta be out and about this. I be so shy. People give me a compliment. I'm just a person who has not learned how to take compliments yet. So thank you for supporting. See you guys. Well, you guys hear me on the next episode. Take care.